I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everybody. You can be seated. Thank you for coming to this short notice town hall meeting today. This is not a board meeting, so we will dispense with the normal protocols for that. This is a meeting basically to acquaint you with all the information that we found out in the past few days about Sarasota County coming in here free of charge and picking up all the debris from the storm on the individual properties and on the 40 acres. We were notified by the... Believe me, this was wonderful news to us. We were notified by the county at the end of last week that La Casa had been approved for their pickup by Sarasota County, which will ultimately be reimbursed by FEMA and the federal government. We were one of only six mobile home parks in the entire Sarasota County to be granted this privilege. And a lot of this was thanks to the efforts of our Sarasota County Commissioner Ron Kutzinger and Congressman Greg Stube, who met with the county officials last Saturday and informed them and got everything okayed through the government, and we all worked together. As you remember, our last board meeting, Commissioner Kutzinger was here, and he worked hard. He called me over the weekend and told me this, and he really put together the effort. The other parks along 41 here, except for Riverwalk, which had very little damage, were all included, and then there were several in the rest of the county. Several of our board members met with these county officials last Saturday, and they gave us a preparation list that must be followed by our residents for this to take place. Copies of these requirements are on and the flyer are right up here on the desk, along with a map that is numbered and coordinated as to how they're going to do this operation, when they will start. You pick them up. They're also on our website. They're at the front office, so they're all over the place, and you can find this information. Because of the pending storm that may come tonight or tomorrow, they were originally scheduled to come Thursday, tomorrow, but they delayed that until Friday. Randy Browning is the point man for all of this. We've appointed him that he will be dealing with the gentleman who is in charge of this team, and they will let him know ahead of time which areas of the park will be inaccessible during this operation. We'll try to post it on our website. We'll send a Blackboard message out and Facebook too, so please bear with us. And if you see a street that is blocked off or heavy equipment on it, please stay off of it. They will be doing the park in sections, starting with the curbside pickup at the individual homes. And we have a map that starts with number one, which is way back on the lake where Sanchez is. Now, we're not sure that is where they're actually going to start. They will let Randy know either today or tomorrow about that. They'll finally, also, they are going to be removing all the debris on the 40 acres, which is a godsend, believe me. We were in this meeting Saturday, and the woman who was directing it originally told us that the common grounds would not be removed. And another gentleman received a text from the governor's office who included since we are a private community, they did include our private ground that we own here, and they will be going in on the 40 acres and removing all of this stuff. That is why we have stopped all further dumping on the 40 acres. It's fenced off, there's trespassing signs on there, and we intend to enforce them, believe me. The county has made it very clear that they are here to do a specific job, and our residents need to stay out of their way. Any interference of any kind will result in them pulling out of their operations out of here. And the eight people that were here with us and met with us Saturday were very, very emphatic about that. They said, please don't offer any of their gentlemen or workers any water or any help. Don't ask them to do special favors. They will only remove debris that is at your curbside. It will not go into the side yards and they will not go to the back. So right now, everything needs to be pulled to the curb for this to be done. We are closing several of the short connecting streets along the lakes. One is between Madonna and El Prado at the end of Lake Cinto, and another is between Los Altos and El Tango at the end of Lake Hermosa. They are doing this because they have to separate the appliances that have been put out already, and they have to go to a separate landfill. So they need to take them to these staging areas, and then once they're filled, they will take them out of here. I believe they said they will take them to a dumping area over in Arcadia County. The county will be using these areas for that, and this, which will contain special hazardous waste materials. So please stay off these streets. I can't emphasize strongly enough how fortunate we were to have this happen and be chosen for this opportunity. It could have cost us a considerable amount of money had we were in the process of hiring a private company to do this. Randy spoke with them Saturday afternoon after our meeting with the county, and they were very understanding about it. They still are on standby in case we needed them for other things. So we were told that La Casa was one of the hardest hit mobile home parks in Sarasota County, and from damage from Ia. And all of us who are here can attest to that, because this place is just unbelievable. Now, I will read through the list of preparations that the county has given us, then Randy Browning will speak about how La Casa is preparing for this, and then we will take some questions from any of you in the audience that want to come up to the podium, and please state your name and your address, because Terry Arden from our front office is recording this. This is the list of things that they gave us. Oh, by the way, these are the maps. And the maps are up here at the front, too. We have at least 300 of them here, and they have more at the front office. And these are coordinated with numbering systems, so you can tell which zone you're in. Number one, this will be a phased approach. Residents may see some items collected while others are left behind. This is part of the debris separation and collection process, so don't be upset about it. Only one collection pass for each type of storm-generated debris will be provided to each home site. Please move all debris at least 3 feet from your home, utilities, gardens, mailboxes, irrigation heads, your light posts, if they're still standing, and anything like that that might get damaged, because they probably intend to come in here with claw machines that will just scoop things up. So anything in their way, if you have debris around a back floor or anything, I suggest you move it. Do not approach the collection equipment or the people. Don't offer them drinks or try to direct the crews. While your kindness is appreciated, it is most important for residents to step away from the equipment for safety reasons. They will be using some pretty large, dangerous equipment in here. As far as the appliances, televisions, computers, household waste, and biomedical waste need to be removed from the debris piles. Those collection areas within the community will be designated for these items. That's what I just spoke to you about the ends of these lakes, that they will be taking them separately. They will move them, so you don't have to do that yourself. If you have food in refrigerators, they say to label the refrigerators that there's food in them, and please securely close them with strong tape of some sort. Remove all your garbage from the current debris piles. Garbage is prohibited from the debris collection and will continue to be picked up by waste management. So in this case, Friday morning, still put your garbage in either a trash can or the the bins or whatever, or bags, but keep them separate from the debris pile. Probably put them at the end of your driveway so waste management knows exactly what to take, and they still will be picking things. Only curbside right-of-way collection will occur. Make sure all the debris is on the roadside. Crews are not allowed to go into the properties to collect debris. Styrofoam breaks apart easily, and the debris Collection crews will not be responsible for collecting or cleaning up small pieces of styrofoam that break apart during the collection process. And I'm sure somebody's going to get up there and ask the question, what, we have this storm coming now with high winds expected. I would suggest they will allow styrofoam to be put into black plastic bags and thrown on the debris pile. At first we were told none of them, but now they say they will take plastic bags of construction debris. I've noticed there are several homes out here that have a lot of kitchen cabinets, floors that, you know, the particle board floors that have fallen apart, they're in bags and everything. That supposedly is okay. They will do that. It says no debris. The county will not remove any debris from the waterways, the boat ramps, or storm ponds, or trees, or any other structures. Many of you probably will ask, over on the state forest side here of the U-shaped streets off LaSalle, there's a considerable amount of debris, most of it aluminum and metal, that has blown into the trees over there. When Colette and I went on the tour that we took, Commissioner Kutzinger, he told both of us, that's not our problem. It blew into the state property and they're responsible for picking it up. As far as the 40 acres where we have all these trees and everything, that is our problem, and Randy is dealing that with the company that originally was going to take all the debris from our dump over here, and he's made a separate deal with them about cutting trees down and removing that from those things. He'll talk about that in just a minute. They're also asking, do not enter any roadways where they are currently working and collecting debris. This includes walking, driving, golf carts, or riding bikes. So if you see them, please stay away from them. And please make sure the roads where the debris collections are working do not have other vehicles or trailers parked in the road. If you have contractors working on your home the day that your area is supposed to be scheduled, they're going to have to park somewhere else, because we cannot block these people, because they will just go on and just ignore your street. So they're pretty clear. We have a copy of these things up here, and we want to make this thing go as smooth as possible. We really don't have know how long this is going to take once they started on Friday, but when was it?
7 days a week.
Oh, they're going to work from 7 a.m. in the morning till 7 p.m. at night, 7 days a week. So we want this stuff to get out of here. And yeah, make sure you put your stuff for waste management out either Thursday night or early Friday morning, because they're still coming around picking stuff up. So, okay, Randy, you want to address things? I know you have some other things you want to talk about.
Well, first off, let me reassure you, we are in a disaster mode. That means that you're going to be inconvenienced. We've all been inconvenienced here for the last 30 plus days. It's going to continue. It's important that you understand that Tim Davis and this board have worked very, very hard with the county and the state to get this to happen, and they deserve your appreciation. One of the things that I have to emphasize is, because they've made me the point man, which means it all falls back on my shoulders, that is, when they are in here, what we're going to do, we have a map, which we will give you, that is numbered 1 through number 29. Now, just because it says number 1, that doesn't mean it's first. It's simply designating zones of the community. Blackboard, on a daily basis, as best as we are informed, will let you know what day each zone will be picked up. On those days, you need to have no vehicles on the street. Your contractors cannot park on the street. When they come around, they make one pass, and one pass only. When they're through and there's more debris to be put out, it falls to each resident to pay or have it removed. and not put on the common ground and definitely not put on the 40 acres. The 40 acres is closed. It is not open to any debris from this point forward. There's enough out there already. Okay? The bottom line is real simple. We are doing everything we can to help you and to work to clean this community back to where it was, hopefully, before the storm. We have a lot of work to do. Your maintenance department is working extremely hard to try to catch up with mailboxes, try to catch up with street signs, to try to catch up with irrigation, and also yard lights. These are four areas which is going to take a long time to get back into service. If you walk behind homes, you'll find that almost every PVC pipe that was sticking out of the ground is gone. If we turn on the water, you're going to have floods everywhere. So it's going to be a while before we can get you back into irrigation service. Most important, starting Friday, their representative will contact me and he will let me know what zones are going to be cleaned up. Some of these zones will move faster than others because some of the residents have cleaned up streets and all the other things. And by the way, I want to compliment and thank personally all fellow residents who have helped each other and volunteered and worked with other residents to clean up the debris. This is a community recovery. It takes all of us to get back to where we need to be. But it's most important that when these contractors are in here, and they are contractors, and they are hired by Sarasota County, and if you get within 30, 40 feet of their machinery, they have to stop work for safety reasons. These are large machines. These are large trucks. The operators can't see everywhere. And if they see a person within a certain distance of that equipment, they have to stop work. And if they stop work, often enough, they leave the park and we don't get cleaned up. And then all of a sudden, the bill gets very, very expensive. One of the other things that we are doing is we are removing a lot of trees from the common areas. If you happen to go down by Riballo, there's a 55,000-pound excavator sitting down there that will, on Monday, step into the 40 acres where the sewer plant is and start removing all those trees behind Riballo that have been damaged by the storm. They will go Alvarado, Vivar, and Bravado, wherever these trees were damaged, broken, or in any way would not be survivable, because when Florida Power's people came in to remove trees from the power lines, they just cut the trees in half. Those trees are dead. We're going to have them removed. There's trees on the common areas or at the office. We have two royal palms that are dead. They have to be removed. We have several trees that are down in the maintenance department, RV department, and over on Hibisco and behind this rec hall. They all have to be removed and uprooted. So again, when they're doing all this, stay away. Don't ask questions. Don't offer water. Don't say, hey, you know, I used to do that. That machine's a nice machine, whatever. They don't want to hear it. They have work to do. Okay? You know, you can watch from a distance, but make sure it's a distance, please. We want to get La Casa back to where it was. We need your help to do that. I can tell you, we have a lot of things pending. We have a lot of fences that are down. I've had multiple people say, when are you going to put the fence back up? Well, the more I try to get fence contractors in here, the more I realize I can't even get them to commit until January, February, and March of 2023. That's just to come in and give me a bid. Okay, the front wall's gone. Sometime in the first of the year, I might have one guy who will come in and talk to me, but I've contacted four or five companies and they're all telling me they're 6 months to a year out. Our problem is This storm did damage to the entire state. And guess what? We got another one coming. Be sure you prepare. Make sure, if you can, bag up the styrofoam. Do what you can to complete it. If on Friday after the storm there's debris, you need to pick it up. When they come and pick it up with their machines, there will be some debris left, small amounts. They're not going to clean it up. They're not going to rake it up. It falls to each and every one of you to rake it up, and now we're back with the volunteers and the good neighbors. Never fails.
Turn off all.
Anyway, with that said, I didn't silence my electronic device. I apologize.
And you're not giving up.
It's going to happen. Again, if you have a contractor working and on Monday you were told that section 7, 8, 9 are going to be cleaned up and you're in number 8, your contractor needs to not be in the street. Okay, the only people who have priority over these people is emergency vehicles. We won't stop an emergency vehicle to get to you for your safety and health and well-being. But everything else is definitely, they are priorities to get us cleaned up. Now, are they going to clean up the 40 acres? We were told they were going to clean it up. Time will tell. Okay, we were reassured this was going to happen. Time will tell. Tim, myself, this entire board, we're relying on the word of Sarasota and the state. Sometimes you realize that when the government speaks, little snags happen and things may not occur. We hope it goes smooth, and we expect the 40 acres to be cleaned up. The gentleman who was an engineer who I will be working with has estimated that there's 63,000 yards of debris on the 40 acres. That's a lot of debris. Okay. That's 63,000 yards of debris that's not in your yards. That's 63,000 yards of debris that we can now try to mow some of the yards. But remember, there's still people who aren't here. There's still people with debris behind their homes, between their homes. And once they go through, it's on each homeowner to pay to have that cleaned up. If you're found that you're dumping on common grounds after that, that's illegal. It's a violation. I'm letting each and every one of you know it's against the law to dump in Sarasota County in a non-designated area. And I'm telling you, as your manager, after they clean up the common areas and the 40 acres is a non-designated area. I hope I make that very clear to each and every one of you. I want this to go as smoothly as possible. You want it to go as smoothly as possible. We want to get this debris out of the park. It's a pain. It makes us look bad. It messes up Christmas. Santa Claus won't come if we got all this debris. We got to make sure we welcome him with a relatively clean community.
Okay, thanks, Rhett.
All right.
Thanks, Rhett.
Thanks, Randy. I wanted to mention, too, here, Paul Machado here on our board is agreed to organize the volunteer teams to, Randy mentioned the people, there are some people here who are not here. They have not come down since the storm hit. And some of them are not due to come down until around Christmas or even after. So Paul has organized work teams that are going to be trying to pull some of the debris out from back of homes. He was just telling us about a roof over on a certain street that blew into somebody else's backyard, and that person is not here. And he's going to be sending teams in. So if anyone knows of anyone who, like your neighbor, if they're not here, you probably need to call them and tell them what's going on. And they may need to make arrangements to have their stuff pulled out to the street. There, from what I understand, there were still a couple volunteer groups in here that were doing that. And, you know, and Paul here, you know, you can turn in your address to him and he'll try to take care of it. He can't do it all, though. I mean, we have 974 homes in this place. So anyone that wants to volunteer. And as I said earlier, they told us Saturday that it really helps if you combine stacks. So if you have a small stack in front of your yard, your neighbor has a small one, it would really help to just kind of combine them, maybe to the middle property line there and make it easier. They're probably coming through here with claws, won't they, Randy?
Yes.
Yeah, they'll have these giant claws that will just pick this stuff up. So, and there will be stuff left on your yard, which will be your own responsibility to clean that mess up too. And especially, you know, if the mowers come around the following week or whatever. So I think we'll open this up now to anyone who has any questions if that haven't been answered. Like I said, the directions that I gave are here and there are maps right up here. But if anybody, you can come to the podium, please identify yourself and just ask your questions.
If there's debris on the lot, it falls to the homeowner of the lot to be responsible to clean it up.
Ma'am, if you wait till
it's taken
at the end,
because everybody will come at once.
Rocky, if you
just take them to the back.
Yeah, just take
again,
them back.
Each homeowner, even if the debris didn't come from your house, it falls to the homeowner responsibility to clean it up. Recognizing there's a lot of people who can't do it, who aren't here. This is why, obviously, Paul is trying to work with the committees, trying to get that taken care of, and we'll see how it goes.
I'm just hoping it doesn't blow around during the storm here. Okay.
Hi, Bob Slade, 424 VR. I had a palm tree take out my carport. Someone took all the debris and put it out front, and I don't know who, but thank you very much. And same thing for the tree. They cut it out of my yard or out of my driveway, and thank you very much, whoever did that. The one thing I want to know is a couple of my palm tree pieces are like 10 feet long. I don't have, but they're out by the curb. Will they take those, or do I have to get them cut up? Or
the claw truck will pick up anything that's out by the curb, as long as it's physically able to pick it up, and a palm tree should be no problem.
Okay, thank you very much.
Linda Sproul, 621 LaGuardia Circle. First, I'd like to thank all of you for the yeoman's work you've done and the time and effort you put in to help us all. There is a pile of mixed across from our house, and I speak for some of my neighbors as well. It continually slides into the street, it blocks the roadway, it has damaged my car because of the aluminum hanging out. There was a gentleman that came by, he took scrap, he also cut up one of the major pieces and put it back on the pile, which, you know, was fine. But it is mixed debris, and the homeowner isn't going to do anything. Will that just be clawed up and put in the trucks? Because we can't separate it. There is just so much there that's treacherous.
You don't need to separate it anymore.
You don't have to separate stuff any longer.
Oh, we thought we had to have trees, furniture.
Perfect, thank you.
Not anymore.
Lines will be separated.
No, we're talking about furniture, trees.
It's aluminum furniture, roof membranes, trees, and it's just all together. Along with all of our mailboxes underneath the debris.
First off, only time will tell, but we were told that they will pick everything up as long as there's no food in the pile.
Okay, great, thank you.
Showing you pictures.
And that we're also in a.
Showing pictures of the debris pile over there.
Yeah, took them up.
Richard Young, formerly of 201 El Prado. Now we're renting a house down on Madonna, what's that? I'm gonna go off topic a little bit, I have a question. I got a call last night from FEMA.
Speak up, put it up to your mouth.
We got a call last night from FEMA about quarters or housing. They wanted to know where I was living and if I had someplace safe to be. Well, as it works out, I do, my wife and I, but they, it's temporary where we're at, and they suggested about bringing in a trailer, that as long as we had water, sewer, and electrical, they could bring in a temporary trailer that we could live if, in fact, the HOA approved of such a thing. My question is, does the HOA approve of such a thing? And if they do, I have the gal's number and information.
From what a person from FEMA contacted me and came in and inspected our park last week or the weekend before, and pretty much said since we're a closed gated community that FEMA trailers would not, they would not put them in here.
I got a different story to him last night from.
But we'll check into it. But you know, the guy was pretty emphatic about it.
But the name, the question is, does the HOA going to allow it?
We'd have to, that would have to be something we talk about, vote on.
Okay.
We have.
Can we take that up, please?
We, are you talking about a motorhome or a FEMA trailer?
They're talking
FEMA
about
trailer.
A trailer. Just a trailer.
Oh, see, this is what the guy, when he came in, we have allowed people to put motorhomes in their driveways.
I don't have one.
Okay. But the FEMA thing, first of all, FEMA would have to approach us and ask for permission for it.
Well, that's what I'm doing right now.
Okay, well, then they'd have to contact us.
That's
We don't have sewer. We don't have sewer.
Well, do you have water and sewer at that property? Okay, well, I don't know.
Well, how would we can't make a decision now.
We can't make one. This isn't a board meeting to begin with.
No, and, but I'm asking the board to take it up.
Well, we will. But we need to be contacted by them then.
All right, I'll let them know that.
Okay.
Yeah, Bill.
Thank you.
Thanks.
My name is Wilma Mesa, and I live at, I guess, half of 313 Ramon. I have two questions. One is regarding glass. I have several large containers with glass that I've been picking up from my lawn and everybody else's lawns. There are some very large pieces and containers of very small pieces. They don't do well in plastic bags. What would you suggest the best way for us to handle that?
Obviously, if you have them in containers, put them out for waste management to pick up.
For waste management on Friday morning?
If they're placed in containers, plastic containers or whatever, waste management should pick them up.
And they'll just empty them, is that the idea? Or they take containers and everything? I mean, I'm talking garbage cans full.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, if they're under 40 pounds, they should pick them up. If they're over 40 pounds, you need to empty them into other cans. They won't pick up anything over 40 pounds, waste management.
Okay. My other question was regarding homes that are being completely, I've forgotten the word.
Demolished.
There are homes that are waiting to be demolished, and they have a lot of other building materials piled around them that haven't been brought out to the curb. Do neighbors do that for them, or is that part of the demolishing process?
When the person who does the demolition comes in to remove the home, anything on that lot will be taken with the home.
Thank you.
One other thing I wanted to mention too, not to you, Rona, but I have noticed on Facebook a couple people have mentioned that people were going into what they thought were vacant homes and removing things. That, without permission, and that is stealing. And it's been very emphatic on Facebook. People have said they were going to call the sheriff. If you see a house that you know the owners or the house is going to be destroyed, you can go to them and ask for permission to take something out of their home is fine. But just to go in there and take it could result in being arrested. And the HOA right now has had three homes that have been signed over to us, and we will be posting no trespassing signs in front of them until we do have them demolished, because we'll be selling the vacant ground. And for insurance purposes, which we don't need any more problems with insurance right now, we don't want anyone on the property. So please be aware of that when you're dealing with your neighbor's homes. Go ahead, Barbara.
Okay, Barbara Jones, 754 Sanchez Circle. curbside. The house is on the side of me. There's nobody there. There hasn't been anybody there. So my son came down, and we backed up and did what we could. I can't do a whole lot, and of course he's gone home. There's things that are too close for what you said, too, like the mailboxes, the lights, all that kind of stuff. So maybe that's where this Paul, whoever Paul is.
Yep. Talk.
Raising hand, Paul.
Maybe your group could come and help move some of that stuff out of the way. Now, already with the wind that's blowing, a lot of it is the styrofoam kind of stuff. I didn't have any styrofoam in my house that got lost, so that'll belong to somebody else, but it's my property. So again, if that group could sure help me out, I would appreciate it. The other thing, my other question was, again, you mentioned Sanchez Circle and all the garbage that's in the trees and so forth that's right behind my house. I understand you said that's for the state or whatever, but I understand that the trailer park next door owns that property.
Behind your home, Barbara, is owned by Harbor Cove.
Yeah.
I was talking about on the other end of Sanchez where the state forest is, but Harbor Cove, we're going to have to notify them because they do own that ground along the canal and back of where you live.
Right. So I think it is clear up in the trees and it's everything.
We actually have our board here. We have an AMC, which is an Associated Mayaca Communities meeting next Wednesday, and we'll bring that up to them.
Yeah,
because I didn't realize until
right
several years ago that by some fluke, when they built their park before this one was built, they kept, I don't know how many feet along the, it's pretty much swampland back there, but it's not buildable, but they own it.
Yeah. So, okay, well, I just thought maybe it would be good if it could get out front, but it's pretty big.
Stop.
Okay, thank you.
James Croft, 714 Del Luna. It's just a point I don't believe it was mentioned, and that is when the major pickups are being picked up is for residents to keep their cars as close to their homes as they can. Don't park at the bottom of the driveway because you'll be pretty close to the heavy equipment. And, you know, so the cars won't get damaged. Just thought I'd mention.
Good point.
That's a good point.
Rita Messner, 453 Madre. We have a lot of bricks. I had three or four columns up and they all came down. Will they pick up the bricks also?
They should. That's masonry, it's debris. If it's piled at the curb, they should pick it up with the claws.
Okay, thank you.
I see those posts all over the park, so yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
It's
amazing.
I know, they just broke open like.
I live in Belgium. We live in Villanova.
trash on the lakeside of the street. Shall we bring that back and put it on our curbside of the street?
No.
Grant.
They are supposed to pick up also on the common area. So if you put it on the common grounds across from your house, they are supposed to pick it up as well.
Just don't put any more there.
Yeah, just don't put any more out there.
Ron Long, 410 Charlie Logo. Would it be too much to ask to have maybe that company Kubota push that stump out of Madonna in the middle of the road?
I didn't understand.
What was that?
There's a stump near the end of Lake Cinto, the north end of Lake Cinto, on Madonna, that's partially in one lane of the road.
It's been on the road.
There's a stump, no.
I don't get that.
There's a stump in Madonna that's blocking part of the road.
They don't get it.
Well, where is it on, it's on Madonna?
Yes.
Yeah.
It sticks out of.
Randy, did you know about this?
I do.
Sticks out of.
And they will pick it up, hopefully when they pick up the rest of it.
I don't have a machine that big, sir.
Yeah, that's a big, it's huge.
Yeah, you wouldn't believe what our tractors have gone through and how many wheels we've had to replace.
Tires, yeah.
Hi, Pat DePaulo, 661 Los Altos. Just a question, a clarification of where the trash is in the curb. For some reason, we have different places that we live in. They're all on a corner. And so we're on the corner, El Rio. And we have two piles, one at the curb on Los Altos, and then somebody helped across from on the El Rio side. So if you have a corner lot, what do you do?
They should pick it up as long as it's on the curb.
On both sides?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so we don't have to remove one.
No,
okay.
I don't think so.
Thank you.
Bob Palermo, Bob Palermo, 625 La Jolla Circle. This has nothing to do with trash removal. This is about rebuilding. A lot of us have decided not to go with aluminum when we rebuild because, as you can see, it is not holding up to any size of a hurricane, and the forecast for the future is we're going to have a lot of hurricanes. We have decided to go for wood. 4x4 posts, 2x6 roof joists, et cetera, hurricane brackets, and all the rest of the stuff. Now, what are the guidelines if we do build with wood? The aluminum siding is probably not going to be available for years and years and years. Do we paint the wood to match our homes? Or do we have to wait for years and years and years to try to get aluminum siding, which probably is not going to be available ever. So what are the guidelines?
Well, I will tell you, first off, you need to have engineering and you need to have permitting from Sarasota County. If you do not get that, there's a good chance they'll make you tear it down and start all over again. I'm just forewarning you. But in reference to the association, whatever you do must have an alteration form filled out, and it must blend with the surrounding homes and blend with your home. If you do wood, you can do vinyl siding if you have vinyl siding to match. If you know, you don't have to do aluminum, but again, it needs to blend and look with the rest of the homes and not look totally outrageous from other homes around it. So again, an alteration form needs to be filled out. We're pretty easy, but Sarasota County will require engineering and permitting.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Bob.
I'm Maury Weiser. I live at 239 Hibisco. I have about 8 or 10,000 pounds of lumber laying on my yard around in front of my house. Honestly, we're supposed to come down at 4 o'clock on Monday, pick that up, and that's what Sarasota County talked to me about. And they made an appointment to have somebody come down and look at it. I sent them pictures of it, and they told me they'd be there at 4 o'clock on Monday. So we set up and had a happy hour. We were going to watch them lift that out from back in their yard. But our happy hour turned out pretty good, but the lifting didn't happen. And I just wondered, is there a pretty good bet they're going to get it this time?
Good. All we can say is what we were told, just like what you were told.
Yeah.
And we may all have a happy hour and not see anything lifted. Okay? I expect to see some lifting going on starting next week, if not sooner.
Thank you very much.
Linda Sproul, 621 La Jolla. A question on replacing your carport. If we wanted to do it in wood, we have to have Sarasota County approve a wooden carport as opposed to aluminum?
You have to have Sarasota County with an engineer who would approve the structure and the design presented to Sarasota County, and they would have to issue a permit. Mm-hmm. They would come out and inspect it, and it has to meet hurricane codes for today's standards.
Okay, but it is allowed by the park.
As long as it resembles and looks like it belongs there and matches your home.
Great, thank you.
Okay. Anyone else? Okay, Colette Welch wants to make an announcement about something this afternoon that was inadvertently omitted this morning at the coffee hour.
No, it was mentioned at the coffee hour, it just was incorrect. This afternoon, Bridget's Cross is coming in to entertain you and pick up your spirits. They have offered to come here for free. They have performed here before, so many of you enjoyed them. They will be performing from 3 o'clock till 5 o'clock. You can reserve tables starting at 1 o'clock. However, I must ask if some of you stronger body people can stay after the meeting and help us move some of the tables onto the dance floor so that you're closer to the stage to see the performance this afternoon. And that would be most helpful. And you're pointing at somebody down there, but I want to see you pointing at each other. Come on, everybody's moving, everybody's helping.
I know who it is back there, I see.
But I know that we could all enjoy having a little laughter and a little song and maybe a dance and banging on the table and doing all kinds of fun stuff.
She's gonna dance.
All right, I'll dance, yeah, with you, on the table. So come back at 3 o'clock if you want to have a good time. Come at 1 o'clock if you want to reserve a table. And if you can stay and help us now for a couple of minutes, that would be wonderful. Thank you.
I also need to let you know that Monday or Tuesday, they will be removing the shingles from the activity building and clubhouse and putting on a new roof. There is good news today, and we hope to have more good news in the near future.
Thank you, everybody, for coming. We really appreciate it. And don't forget the forms that are by the back door there. And good luck with everything in the next few days.